Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson asked the court to agree in concept to a plan to hire someone to help the court collaborate better on court business. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley supported the proposal, citing a recent survey that found public confidence in the court at an all-time low.
The overwhelming majority thinks that we have challenges, and we've got to recognize that we have challenges that we have to address. Because without that recognition, that will never, never, never change, and we can't afford to be doing business as usual.
The proposal failed on a 4-3 vote. Justice Patience Rogensack said a group dynamic session is a personnel matter that should only be discussed in closed session. But Chief Justice Abrahamson said the public has a right to know if the court is going to take such a step. The court did unanimously adopt a general statement committing themselves to collegiality and collaboration. Justice David Prosser called it a meaningless statement, but agreed to vote for it after the word pledge was replaced with commitment.
I can see all kinds of third parties who have a vested interest in stoking up controversy, saying that, oh, there is Justice Prosser again violating collegiality pledge of the court. So I'm really extremely skeptical.
Prosser said the public is more interested in the court's actions than in pro forma pledges and resolutions. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.